If all politics is local, as we are often reminded, then the public's understanding of the democratic process largely depends on local news coverage, and that coverage is in serious decline. As print outlets continue to cut back and shut down, many pin their hopes on news websites, but those too are shutting down. It's a trend with wide-reaching implications for our ability to sustain a government that's responsive to the needs and wishes of its people. Contributing editor Neil Milner is with us in our studio with a look at what's been happening to local news outlets and how the public feels about it. Hi, Neil. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
There's no, you know, we've been hearing this about newspapers for a while, but it just because of a newspaper, I mean, it's not only newspapers that are fading from the scene, is it?
No, it's really gone. If you look at the economic side, which is the most obvious side, but not necessarily, it's not the only side, but let's look at that first. The number of people being able to work in the newspaper industry has declined precipitously. The number of newspapers has declined precipitously. If you look at websites, there's not much interest in local news. But so the first issue is that the decline of what would be the conventional sources of local news. And this particular bit of research, the person who wrote about it, wasn't stimulated by a recent decline, but mentioned it. And that is The Gothamist, which was set up to cover local news, website coverage of local news in five different cities. Mm-hmm. That closed down. There was a threat of unionization. They weren't making enough money, whatever. So that was symbolically, if not materially, a very important way to try to counter this, and that's gone.
The whole idea of how democracy works, and I refer to that Tip O'Neill quote about all politics being local, because the idea being that you get your engagement with society by worrying about what's going on right in your neighborhood, who's picking up your trash, and then your engagement in the larger aspects of society starts from there.
Yeah, I want to come back to that because I think that's really very crucial, and I think there's something going on that makes that much more difficult to take place. What we now know, and this is the other part, this is the non-economic part of the decline of local news. First of all, the internet has not, it's created a lot of opportunities for people to look at news, but people really don't. The average person doesn't use the internet for news. Mm-hmm. You can imagine what it's used for, but it's not used for news. Those people who do use it for news, an increasingly smaller percent goes on a site that has local news. Mm-hmm. And of those, a large percentage of those are simply linking onto a news story, a conventional news story. It's not additional news. So the orientation, according to surveys, is clearly much more toward national news. People who pay attention to news start paying attention to national news. And you're right that has two effects. One effect, and I'll come back to the one that you raised. One effect is that it actually makes people more ignorant about what's going on in elections. One of the interesting bits of research here is Danny Hayes and Jennifer Lawless, both political scientists, did this very careful study looking at a panel of people in a couple of congressional elections in certain areas. And they found that there was a correlation between the decline in local news and the degree to which people knew something about the candidates. So you really are beginning to see, at least tentatively, an effect between the decline and its effect on democracy. So that's one. You want me to go on talking
about?
Please. Okay. Here's the other side of it, I think. What we've assumed, and much of this is mythical, is that people need to pay attention, that people do pay attention. That's the heart of democracy. Mm-hmm. Well, we know a whole lot about how people actually think, and most people don't reach that kind of standard. But let's look at what's happening now. There is much more, because of the Trump administration and all the stuff that goes on, many people who pay attention to politics are paying more and more attention to the national news. And so, in a sense, one of the bad effects of the Trump administration, and I tell this to Trump haters all the time, is you're letting those people define your political world. And your political world is also a local political world. Mm-hmm. That's where a lot of things get done. That's where your everyday contact with politics are, as you said before. And I think that this kind of concern about what Donald Trump is doing is at the expense of other kind of political issues.
Well, as the press gets derided from the top on down, it's a reminder that, you know, the founders of the country had a free press built into the whole notion of how the country was constructed, right? That it was assumed that people, that every town of a decent size would have a newspaper and that people would be informed. So when they vote for their council member, their state senator, it's an informed vote. And that's kind of a bedrock assumption.
It is a bedrock assumption. And like a lot of assumptions about how democracy works, it's greatly mythical. But there was some element of truth to it. If you lived in a town, I don't know, Oconto, Wisconsin, yeah, or Hilo or whatever, there was somebody writing a newspaper that talked about local stuff. I lived in a town in which there was always these kinds of things, and a local radio station every day would announce births and deaths. Mm-hmm. It's to someone who doesn't live there, it's cheesy. But on the other hand, you get the nuts and bolts stuff that you're not likely to pick up and that you increasingly don't pick up in newspapers because they don't have the coverage. You don't have someone necessarily covering a local beat.
Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, what kind of long-term effects do you see for that? You know?
Well, I mean, certainly the most obvious long-term effect is that newspapers are going to continue to decline, and you can just look at the Star Advertiser, which just went through another series of layoffs, and they're clearly losing some experienced and good people. I think the other long-term effect is that the kinds of attempts to make people more interested in the world around them in a kind of concrete sort of way is going to become even more difficult. I've talked about this on the show before. I've been very much impressed or depressed with the research that shows the extraordinary difference between the myth of democracy and how people actually behave. Mm-hmm. People behave, they look for information that supports them. All of these kinds of things would suggest that you can't really build the democracy on the basis of these theories about informed citizens, because informed citizens, there aren't that many around. At the same token, this is, I think, nibbling away at whatever kind of informed citizenry we have. That it's, I think that when you have something like this, you're losing a source of information. You're making it more likely that people are going to turn to the highly polarized national news, and that it's going to play a part in exaggerating the polarization.
Does this decline make the public easier to manipulate?
Well, you know what? The yes and no. The public is not that hard to manipulate in this sense. All of us turn toward people we trust. Mm-hmm. In order to get most of our information. It's as much about trust and tribalism as it is about looking neutrally at some kind of information. That's just the basis of the way our minds tend to work. But again, if it's going to make it more likely that you're going to silo, and if it's going to make it more likely that you're looking toward the national news as a kind of orientation, I think in some ways it's going to make people more ignorant, or it's going to make people less concerned about the real world around them in their neighborhood, in their schools. And I've said before that in times of national polarization, one of the ways that you can do politics is at the grassroots concrete level, where ideology is less important and where you're more likely to be able to find people who are different than you politically, but that you can work with.
But you have to know what's going on.
Well, you have to know what's going on. You know, we can't be overly impressed by the amount of political knowledge that most people have.
That can't.
And then most people, including the interesting research shows that the more you know, the more you pay attention to politics, the better you are at spinning it in order to agree with what you say.
I'm going to have to ponder that one.
Yes, we can talk some more about that sometime.
Thanks a lot, Neil.
Sure.
Neil Milner is the Conversation's contributing editor of our regular segment on The Long View. You can find links to more information about that segment on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.